flat top guitar. A gentleman I've never met before in my life and all my travel that I can ever recall. And a lot of times I do go places that I don't remember where I've been. Kind of joshing with you a little bit there. He's really a wizard on a flat top guitar, and if you've been here for 4 days, I'm sure you've seen him perform. He's right out fresh again to do a better performance than he has before, I'm sure of that. Because you're a nice bunch of people to entertain, he feels that way about it. It's my pleasure to introduce to you the flat top man right now himself, Mr. Dan Crary. Let's give Dan a nice round of applause and bring him out.
Sorry, but you're still here. I'm grateful for that. In spite of the fact that you feel the way you must feel after 4 days of being out in the sun and listening to all the music and making all that whoopee, you decided to stay around here, and I appreciate that. This afternoon's show is in demonstration of the fact that somebody threw back the lid of the coffin, and one more time I came out here to play a couple of tunes for you. Sort of autobiographical, I think, about what it's like to be a solo musician out there on the road. A song called The One Man Band. It was a one man band with a willing stand that the one man band should be. Cried for more, and he said, why sure, and he played one just for free. The songs he played and the sounds he made made the ladies all come to call. He was born on the back of a Seminole bus on the road to Niagara Falls. Yeah, I'd do it again, 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 yes, I would. I'd do it again, I'd do it again, I'd do it again. Good man didn't lie when he said to us, I've seen the high rollers come and go, it's the holy rollers I trust. The man said then he was 16 when he retired from the county school. Even then, with a will to begin, he was known to be no man's fool. Do it again, yes, I'd do it again, yes, I would. Do it again, I'd do it again, I'd do it again, I'd do it again. I'd do it again, I'd do it again, I'd do it again. A good man who had stayed till the break of dawn. He ups and downs about four more rounds, and he played till the crowd went home. It seemed to me like he never could be like anyone I'd ever seen before. Stepped from the stand with his axe in his hand and escaped through the backstage door. I'd do it again, I'd do it again, yes I would. Do it again, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again. I'd do it again, I'd do it again, I'd do it again. Somebody told me that Charlie McCoy a little earlier today apologized for calling me Dan McCrary last night. And here they didn't need to do that. I didn't mind. As a matter of fact, our family used to be McCrary back when we were legitimate in Scotland. And then some of us committed some crimes back there. And we escaped to Northern Ireland and then to the United States and changed it from McCrary back to Crary so that somebody who didn't know any better would not know that we were criminals escaping from our homeland. So at one time we did happen to be the McCrarys. I got back at him. I called Charlie Coy, so, you know, it's a... I guess when your name is McCoy, everybody comes out to be McCrary. That was fun last night, by the way. I'm glad I got a chance to pick with Charlie. He's one of my heroes from the great city of Nashville, along with Jerry Reed and a few of the heavy-duty players like that. There's not very many better than old Charlie. And that was a lot of fun. Speaking of bad guys, maybe it's because of my ancestors that I like all these songs about real mean, ornery people. Here's one of my favorites called Little Sadie. Out one night to make a little round, I met little Sadie and I blowed her down. I went back home and I crawled into bed with a .44 pistol under my head. Woke up next morning, 9:30. Hacks in the carriages standing in line. Gents and gamblers standing around, taking little Sadie to a burying ground. I began to think about the deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading the bill when I stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. Said, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you blowed Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee, but I shot little Sadie in the second degree in the third degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me? They took me downtown and dressed me in black and put me on the train, carted me back all the way back to the Thomasville jail, and I had no money for to go my bail. Now the judge and the jury, they took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days and 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and stripes. He said 41 years to wear the ball and stripes. Tunes for the guitar, a couple that I wrote, one that I didn't write, wish I had, because it's kind of a classic instrumental. The last tune is Sally Gooden. Before that, I'll do you a little medley of a couple of tunes I wrote called Jenny's Waltz and Julie's Reel. As I said the other night, I recommend that you all read my column in Fretz magazine. It's really great, especially the one that tells you how to tune your guitar. I remember that one as being especially good. Hold the phone. Somebody has a copy, I'd like to look at it real quick, please. Here's Julie's Reel and Jenny's Waltz and little Sally Gooden. Thank you. Song I wrote now about what happens when a love affair falls apart, how it feels. I wrote this song way back before I'd ever experienced anything like that, and then it happened to me, and by God, it's just as bad as the song says, so I guess the song's okay. A song called Standing Still. Someday that you'd leave me, but I just drifted along, thinking everything was fine, and I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was, believe me. July the 23rd, 1970, I set to forget you, and I thought I could. That was that day when you walked away from me, babe. Now it's all these years and I ain't forgot, and it ain't gonna be no good. I dawn of that Missouri summer's day, as I drove it down Jack's Fork to say, thinking casually of you in the sweet morning air. But I never thought of the news that you had waiting. July the 23rd, 1970. Set to forget you, and I thought I could. That was that day when you walked away from me, babe. Now it's all these years, and I ain't forgot, and it ain't gonna be no good. Part of all is that nothing seems to change, and the years go by, but not like I'd intended. And instead of moving on, I feel like I'm standing still in the dusk of a summer's day when it all ended. July the 23rd, 1970. I said to forget you, and I thought I could. That was that day when you walked away from me, babe. Now it's all these years, and I ain't forgot, and it ain't gonna be no good. Now it's all these years, and I ain't forgot, and it ain't gonna be no good. Now, I promised you last time, sometime during the weekend, I'd play this right. I don't know if today's going to be the day or not. I have to try it a little later on back at the hotel room or something. But I'm going to try it now anyway. This is, while I'm getting in tune here, let me mention that this is on my Sugar Hill album called Sweet Southern Girl that some of you have been kind enough to pick up already. They make pretty nice music, or you can use them as a doily at home, either way. Either way, the price is the same. Taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. Taught the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears are shed for that woman, I gotta flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. And she tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. And then I heard my dream went back downstream, Kevorkian, Davenport. And I followed you, big river, when you called. To St. Louis, later on down the river. A trader said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. So I caught her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down the lawn. Now won't you batter down to Baton Rouge, wherever Queen roll them on. Take that woman down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Good on, I've had enough. Down for blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Well, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. Taught the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears are shed for that woman. I gotta flood you, Big River. And I'm gonna sit right here till I die. I'm gonna sit right here till I die. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Bit of a fiddle tune medley here for you now. This is a series of tunes that are all kind of familiar that I try to give a little bit of a different treatment. One of them, Tommy Terrell says, is known as George Washington's Army fiddle tune. It's called the Bonaparte's Retreat. And I'll do you a little bit of, wind it up with a little bit of Arkansas Traveler. And in between that, a song whose title I can't think of right off the bat, but think of it later. You'll recognize the tune anyway. Start off with a little Bonaparte's Retreat. Thank you. It occurs to me to do a sort of a blood and guts kind of ballad song. This too is a song about a broken love affair. You won't find this solution to broken love affairs in the self-help books, but in this case, the girl hanged herself for her love, which is a sort of a direct way of solving that problem, perhaps one not to be advised. If in case you feel extra morbid or upset at the end of this song, Nancy Talbot will be doing suicide counseling around here somewhere to sort of, you know, brighten things up and not make it seem so awful. It's a beautiful song, actually, and one of the saddest lonesomeness that I know, called The Butcher Boy. She went upstairs and made her bed, but not a word to her mama said. Her mother, she went upstairs too, saying, daughter, oh daughter, what's troubling you? Oh, mother, mother, I cannot tell that butcher boy I love so well. He courted me my life away. Now at home he will not stay. Father, he went upstairs too, saying, daughter, oh daughter, what's troubling you? He went upstairs to give her hope, but he found her hanging by her rope. He took a knife and he cut her down. On her bosom these words he found: go dig my grave both wide and deep, put a marble stone at the head and feet, and at my grave put a white snow dove to tell the world that I died for love. Dig my grave both wide and deep, put a marble stone at the head and feet, and at my grave put a white snow dove, tell the world that I died for love. People to play to. You don't look real great, but you've been wonderful anyway. I'll tell you, I got up this morning feeling a little bit like I'd been rode hard and hung up wet, or like I'd been drinking real heavy, and I hadn't had anything to drink except coffee to keep going last night. But I paid the price anyway somehow. But you all sort of made it nice to be here again this afternoon, and I'm glad. By the way, I haven't said this all weekend, and person is supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it. I would have said it even if I wasn't supposed to. This is an incredibly good festival and very well run, and I want to thank Nancy Talbot for letting me be here and for having this thing. Wow. I'm about to write a column for Fretz Magazine on the subject of how live music is a fragile thing, and we ought to be kind to it, because you and I may live to see the day if people screw it up when you can't have festivals like this, and that would be a great shame. You know that old poster that says, "These are the good old days"? We ought to treat them like that and realize that live music and being able to come to a place like this is not just something that's automatic. Look what happened to rock and roll festivals and why they're not having those. So I think we want to support this sort of thing and keep it as decent and together as possible, and give people like Nancy Talbot, who throw good festivals, our support. I want to wind up with sort of a bit of musical foolishness. This is actually a little joke I've had on a tune called "The Devil's Dream." I used to have to play this tune long and into the night behind fiddle players. Fiddle players, you know, are the prima donnas of bluegrass music. They want to play their way, by gosh, and for as long as they want to play it. And that's all right. That's what we have them for, is to be temperamental and make good music. But I got tired of playing this one tune behind one particular fiddle player, so I turned it into a little bit of a joke arrangement called "If the Devil Dreamed About Playing Flamenco with a Flat Pick." So here's a little of that. Thanks a lot. See you another year. Bye-bye.
How about another number right there, boy? We ain't going nowhere. We've been here 4 days. We ain't going nowhere. Let's get him back for another. We don't care if we stay at 11 o'clock. I thought I was going to get to leave about 8 o'clock tonight, but I don't worry about going nowhere now. As long as you got some good picking, I'll stick with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. song that Doug Kershaw wrote. It's all about taking advice from your parents. A subject we all know and love. Called Mama Said Yeah. Mama was bending over a hot stove, and Papa was a man in cotton sack. I was upstairs under the bed, I didn't want to go to the cotton pad. Papa said, son, you can't hide forever up there under the bed. I'm going to give you some good advice, boy, this is what my papa said. And ain't that right, babe? And Mama said, yeah. You gotta reach out, take what you're gonna get. Don't let go no matter what. Don't take more than you really need, and you'll get along just fine. Ain't that right, babe? Mama said, yeah. Well, I wish you was more like your brother Jake, and not so much like old Eli Hunt, cause Eli's crooked than a barrel of snakes. He's done been through the pokey ones. You've been messing around with Thelma Jones. She's already brought her bottle of shame. Wouldn't take too much messing with her boy to run down your good name. And ain't that right, babe? Mama said, yeah. You gotta reach out and take what you're gonna get. Don't let go no matter what. Don't take more than you really need, and you'll get along just fine. Ain't that right, babe? Mama said, yeah. Watermelons are disappearing one by one. You haven't to pass that way tonight, boy, because he's waiting with a shotgun. He hears you by your flow, get yourself out from under that bed, and all the way down to the store and back. I thought about what my pappy said, and ain't that right, baby? Mama said, yeah. You gotta reach out and take what you're gonna get. Don't let go no matter what. Don't take more than you really need, and you'll get along just fine. Ain't that right, baby? That right, woman. Ain't that right, mama? Ain't that right, mama? And mama said, yeah. Thanks a lot. Stay tuned for the Marshall family. I'll see you guys another time. Bye-bye.
Don't let your sons grow up to be cowboys. Teach them how to pick a flat-top guitar like Dan can. I believe the next album he ought to put out called Dan Can.
Not Dan Can, Dan Carey.
But you agree with me, man?